Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
I listen to many podcasts on my travels. Recently, I was intrigued to hear about those people who have stopped believing in God. I'm interested in the story and the rationale because I am curious why people believe what they believe. And for me, that includes unbelief, or walking away from faith, or atheism. Because, to my way of understanding things, atheism, or changing faiths, or moving away from faith, still requires faith. Because the evidence cited for these views only goes so far. Every person is unique, as is their story, but I've heard enough accounts over the years to expect certain reasons to surface. There can be the lack of proof or empirical evidence about God or Jesus. There can be that God has betrayed or deeply hurt the person, maybe because of unanswered prayer or the death of a loved one. Often the reasons are the flaws or hypocrisy of the messengers, the people of faith they know, and the behaviours seen. I am sure there are many other reasons, and the eventual results of the recent UK census will add grist to the mill that religion is fading, or at least participation in organised religion. What strikes me often when I hear such accounts, and I know what I'm about to say sounds hollow or often offensive to those who do feel betrayed or deeply hurt by God, is that people often have made God in their image, and he fails, and that people have not heard about grace. Not the grace that says that God should love me as I think I should be loved, but the grace that is the story of the cross and the empty tomb, the grace we need. This grace is only for sinners, for the dying, for the people with problems and hurts and betrayals, and those who have life dumped on them, the outcasts, the ashamed, the forlorn. And this grace declares that God knows what this is about, understands, and helps. It is the helping that can become problematic, because we often turn to Jesus and say, "Help me," but we want it our way, and we struggle when he doesn't. And that's when the accusations can fly about lack of care, puny God, and him not worth the effort. But Jesus doesn't ignore anyone who calls to him. He walks with them, and he does help. Yes, that's a faith statement, but one I hold to when I don't see or understand what might be happening. Maybe an hour later, or a day later, or a week, or a month, or whenever later, I look back and know that Jesus has helped me get to now. And if he has helped me since my baptism, forgiven me, strengthened me, lifted me up, why would he stop now? People are still coming to faith in Jesus every day. A while back I was listening to another podcast on artificial intelligence and heard the account of a fellow who had converted to Christianity after reading Richard Dawkins. He had been brought up Jewish, and when he read Dawkins' simplistic view of Genesis, he checked out the Bible and converted to Christianity. We can never tell the moment or situation where people consider things religious or spiritual, and Christians should not be on the lookout for religious scalps. But should we be asked about what we believe, the story of Jesus, God's grace in human flesh, and his cross and empty tomb is the place to begin. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Ever-living God, we thank you that you have overcome the old powers of sin and death through the mighty resurrection of your Son, and have made all things new in him. Make us dead to sin, and alive to you in Jesus Christ. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.